We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Batko, Steelers Insider, Post-Gazette, friend of the show, is with us. All right, Brian, you hearing the same things as Jeff? Pessimistic picture for Watt against Tampa Bay?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll just say this about TJ. Like, I think it was last Wednesday at practice. I think some of my media colleagues like posted some videos of him going through his routine at on the south side, and it looked like you wouldn't even know something was wrong with him. And I haven't seen that since then, so I don't know if he had a setback of some sort. I didn't notice him on the sidelines the last couple weeks, so I don't know what's going on with him. And Mike Tomlin was even more terse than usual when asked, so that's somewhat concerning when it comes to his availability for the Tampa Bay irreconcilable differences.
I like that line. It feels like, in the more pressing sense, not having your entire secondary against maybe the MVP frontrunner still is probably even more of an undesirable circumstance, yes?
Yeah, we talked to Levi Wallace today, given that he's, out of the game the other night. It seemed like he was the only relatively healthy one, but, he sort of played it all off, all the issues with Minka and Terrell Edmonds and, himself now, apparently, in Cam Sutton, and said it's only Wednesday. So I guess you could look at that as we need everybody as healthy as they can be to face this Bills offense, but there's no doubt that it's concerning that you might have to see the likes of James Pierre or Josh Jackson or Miles Killebrew playing a lot.
Brian, you can tell us now a little bit more about those guys, because the Steelers did just put their practice report out. They've got the injury designations or practice participation, so you're not breaking any rules now if you tell us who didn't practice, just as an FYI.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, Witherspoon, obviously, it sure sounds like he's not going to be back.
Yep.
Tomlin has been pretty clear about that. I think Wallace and Sutton are going to be good to go. I think Minka is going to be good to go. Edmonds is the one you have to worry about with the concussion stuff nowadays, right, especially kind of the heightened issues with it after Tua. So not that you can let that factor in, but, like, I think it's just kind of a wake-up call for everybody. So I'm more pessimistic on him than the rest.
Yeah, so Edmonds and Fitzpatrick did not practice, Mulsey.
No, I have I got the injury report right in front of me here. Cam Hayward, how limited is he, you think, by the ankle, the elbow, basically the variety of maladies here, Brian?
Yeah, no, I mean, I talked to him this morning, guys. Like, I think he's going to gut through this for sure. I mean, it's not ideal, but, he's somebody who they kind of manage him when you get to the season anyway when he's dealing with something, because he is getting up there and they need him to play as many snaps. And we know that he's almost somebody that, yeah, during the week you kind of have to protect him from himself because he always wants to be out there and be the leader. But, he plays so hard on Sundays that you got to find a little bit of a balance there. So I think he'll be okay. I think he'll look like himself. But, I mean, he's facing so many double teams right now that even if he is fully healthy, it's tough for him to make an impact.
Brian, give us a Kenny Pickett factoid. Give us a nugget. Give us an anecdote. Give us something from today, his first practice as the Steelers starting quarterback, that our fans can grasp onto. Brian Batko.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it because, I mean, first of all, what he had to stare down today was like a pass rush of media. I think I counted more than two dozen of us who were in there on Wednesday morning, which is today, this morning, which is usually when the quarterback talks, and then he didn't. He wanted to wait till after, so that's fine. And the crush was just as huge afterward. And I asked him about, hey, even when you weren't the starter these first few weeks, like, how was Tomlin treating you? Keep in mind that I watch practice, even though I'm not allowed to say what I see. But Kenny pretty much gave me what I wanted, and that was he was always in my ear chirping me, even when I was running the scout team, getting on me if I have a bad play. But then I didn't hear him too much when I would make a good play. So I'd ask him, hey, coach, are you at practice today, or what's going on? So it seems like they already have that little tit-for-tat that he and Ben were famous for over the years. I think you have to like that coach-quarterback connection with the first-round pick.
Brian, do you expect this playbook to look a lot different with Matt Canada now that Kenny Pickett is the starting quarterback, starting even against the best pass defense in the NFL on Sunday?
I don't think so. I mean, they might do some more, I guess low-risk type of things, like those little shovel passes that sometimes they almost seem too high-risk for what you can get out of them. But I think they do like Kenny's ball-handling ability at quarterback, and that's something he gives you. But as far as, like, the play calls, I don't think so. I just think you're going to be able to see Kenny be more aggressive because he's either, one, not worried about it, or two, just the skills that he has relative to Mitch. I don't think Mitch can throw back shoulder passes the way Kenny can. I think we saw that in training camp and in the preseason, that's kind of a club that Kenny has in his bag that Mitch doesn't. So, I mean, whether that unlocks more for Matt in Canada, I don't know, but I just think that you are going to see an offense that feels a little bit more confident and, frankly, a little bit more sure of things now that there's some clarity. Because on Monday, guys, like, I was in there the day after the game. I think everybody pretty much knew what was going to happen, but no one wanted to say the wrong thing. They were all walking on eggshells. Like, you want to compliment Kenny, but you don't want to do it in the wrong way. Now they can all just go full speed ahead and put their confidence behind number 8, and I think that'll help him on the field as well.
All right, Brian Batko, Steelers insider, as Kenny Pickett is set to make his first start 4 days from now. Thank you, Brian.
No problem. See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.